I've managed to avoid any real conversations about how I want the World Series to go and all that sort of stuff. People get so fanatical. About the Giants in this time of year. And when you say things like, oh, you know, yeah, that'd be cool if the Giants won. I don't know, I think it'd be cool if the Royals won, because they haven't won one in a long time, and they're kind of a cool team. No one wants to hear that. Not going to be, like, crushed if the Giants win or anything. I'm not super invested in it either way. But I think it'd be I think it'd be kind of cool. But yeah, no one in this city wants to fucking hear that at this point. I prefer the A's to the Giants these days. It wasn't always that way, but I gotta say, you know, as much as I think the A's are a cool team and, like, they're, you know, interesting underdogs and, you know, like, the nature of their, you know, very young team in a lot of ways and scrappy and stuff, and, you know, in years past, like, the A's fans that hate the Giants are the fucking worst people in the world. Because they're just like, ugh, someone's talking about the Giants. Ugh, fuck them. Blah. It's like, fucking, just shut up. Who fucking cares? Yeah, guess what? People like the San Francisco team more than the Oakland team. More people know what San Francisco is. Deal with it. Ugh, the Giants is just a bunch of fucking fair weather bandwagon assholes. Like, yeah, so? Fuck cares? You just get such a fucking like they're just oh so put upon and oh this news doesn't even want to talk about the A's. They're just so focused on the Giants. Ugh. Like, fuck. Just fuck off. Fuck off. I'm generally with you. I like the A's. Fuck off. I was holding my iPad in my hand when I got in the elevator. And there was a woman in there I think, saw the iPad and assumed I was using it for baseball-related purposes. So, it's just like, did you see the game? And I was like, I see a lot of games on a day-to-day basis. So, like, and I finally, like, deduced, like, she's probably talking about the baseball. So, oh, yeah, we were watching it upstairs. And I was tied at 2 last time I looked. I need to put my blinker on. Like, she kind of motioned to my iPad and said the game. Like, there are a lot of iPad games. I don't especially want to talk about any of them, but... what? People listening to music or something. I wonder if I should have gone a different way than the one I'm going right now, because this one's going right past the fucking fish show again. And also City Hall, where they've got it all blocked off, or it's not blocked off, but whatever civic center field they've got there set up for people to watch baseball in with a bunch of cops. I was watching the news last night, which I never do. I was watching the local news, and they were talking about this area up here that they've got blocked off, or that they've got dedicated to being a place for people to stand around and watch baseball, which is it's a colder night tonight than it was last night, so this doesn't seem like a great idea. But they're probably pretty dedicated to keeping traffic flowing through here, so. There's all these fish buses again. Four buses. How many people are in fish? window so you can hear the sounds of crowds. There's a bunch of people across the street, too. This whole thing is... This is weird. I don't know. Here's just, we put a big TV here. Just want to come watch the game. I don't know. All you tech-savvy San Francisco dicks fucking cut the cord a long time ago and can't watch regular TV anyway. It's either this or go to a sports bar. California has the second lowest rate of painkiller prescriptions in the country. Hawaii is lowest, says the sign out in front of this tire store that always has weird quotes and stuff on it. It's just because everyone in California is ordering all their shit online. One needed to stop there. You're telling people to do what they're doing. Drive on this one lane road. Oh, yeah. I don't know what tires were squealing back there, but it seemed like someone narrowly avoided an accident. Thank you. kind of hope this baseball game just stays tied at 2 and goes into super deep extra innings. It's just like this fucking drawn-out nightmare. It's like, yep, we scored a couple runs each early, and then no one did shit for the next 6 hours. And everyone went to bed and said, fuck this. Who won the World Series? I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. I guess the Giants scored. I used to have a pretty decent tolerance for baseball on the radio. There was something kind of classic about it, you know?
Here's the 1-2. Strike three call. Fastball over the outside at 98. And he got the strikeout. And a big second out in the inning. 2 on Perez. Well, he just nailed that outside edge. 98 miles an hour. No argument from
that's fast.
Brandon Crawford. And now it's Herrera and Juan Perez. And third, two down, right-hand hitting Perez, swings late at a fastball, and the count is 0-1. It was Juan Perez who kind of capped the game for the Giants on Sunday, and he hit that two-run double against Wade Davis to straightaway center field. He just missed a home run by a couple of inches.
Wade Davis is a solid baseball player name.
Oscar Tavares had passed away. Crack bat, slow roller to short, Escobar fields, he'll go to first, and that's the inning, so it could have been worse. Giants get one run. Sandoval again leads off the inning and comes around to score. San Francisco strands two. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Giants lead the Royals 3-2, and you're listening to the World Series on 610 Sports Radio, presented by AutoZone.
What?
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you want it. Don't want to use your credit? Don't have credit. Don't worry. Want to set up a...
Phil, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
How many rounds?
It's going to be 3 rounds.
Nice. What you give it? 3 what? 1-2, 1-1, 2-1, like how you going to win? 3
zip. What
are
we doing here?
What are we doing?
It's definitely 3-0, without a question. I mean... Just
can we get this ass on the line?
Kay, you don't have to ask that question, Kay.
No, but no, listen.
And 2-1 ain't going, this your brother, man. And you don't know the part of the plan. Why the rap music is in full demand. Understand? My name is just Ice Man, not a white star. I was known as a gangster. But believe me, that is no fun. The time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be. Robbing and killing, damn murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. My party people, it's time I release. Hey, yo, it's a situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore, we must ignore. Fighting, busting, hands at the door, so there'll be no bump rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animal, I don't agree with them. I'll go wrong, but right is what you're doing with them.
Jail, you're a number. keep myself in check. Or else it's self-destruction.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it.
Alex from Stroh's.
Tonight, you got the final out of the second for Hudson, and then a scoreless third. Here's the pitch. Alex takes low. One ball, one strike. Alex drove in the Royals' first run in the second inning. Billy Butler is singled, and then Alex doubled to right center against Hudson, and Billy scored from first. And then Alex scored on the sack fly from Infante. The 1-1 pitch. Alex swings and fouls it away off the third, and that'll reach the upper deck. Six doubles is a new postseason record for the Royals. And it belongs to Alex Gordon. He had been tied with Lonnie Smith, who had five in 1985. Caulfield ahead, one ball, two strikes. And here it comes in the dirt and past Posey, 2-2. Hasn't gotten a lot of hits in the postseason, but he has gotten big hits. He is hitting just 192 this postseason, but he has 11 RBIs. And if not for Eric Hosmer, that would be a Royals postseason record. Now the 2-2 pitch. Curveball and it hit him. Curveball got away from Offeld. He had two strikes and hit Alex right in the center of the back, and he's on to begin the fourth. Side of his left leg, and it took him several minutes to decide that he could stay in. So the tying run is on with nobody out. Royals down 3-2, bottom of the fourth. Offeld to Perez. Swung on, grounded to second. Canick to second one. Crawford to first, in time for a double play. Second straight inning, the Giants turn a 4-6-3 double play. To work with Salvador Perez nursing that sore leg. So two down to Mike Moustakas. He's flying to left first time up. And Offeld's pitch is swung on and grounded foul. Pass first base coach Rusty Coots. Moustakas isn't credited with anything special from the Royals' two-run second inning, but he chipped in. It was his fly ball that got Alex Gordon to third, and then Alex Gordon scored on Infante's sacrifice fly. So Moustakas helped set up that run. A one-strike pitch, curveball, and it's outside. One ball, one strike. Giants with the overshift to the right side. Crawford, the shortstop, moving over to the right side of second base. Second baseman Panic way out in shallow right field. A good 10 yards out in the shallow right field. So Sandoval's all by himself on the left side. And a curveball bends in for a strike. And Offeld is ahead 1-2. Mike Moustakas homered late in last night's game. His fifth of this postseason, setting a new Royals postseason record, passing Willie Akins from 1980. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball is low. Two balls, two strikes. Tim Lincecum is warming up in the Giants bullpen. No Madison Bumgarner yet.
I feel like I don't hear anyone talking about Tim Lincecum anymore. He must not pitch as well as he used to or something. I feel like you're constantly just like, oh, Tim Lincecum, this, that, he's such a amazing.
Swung on, grounded out to Sandoval, who's at the shortstop position, and He throws the first in time. So it's 5-3 on a ground ball that would normally be to the shortstop. And Jeremy Outfield has given the Giants 2 1/3 scoreless innings. At the end of four, San Francisco leads the Royals 3-2. And you're listening to the World Series on 610 Sports Radio, presented by AutoZone.
Purolator oil filters were invented in the USA.
What is 610 Sports? Like, what AM radio feed is this thing picking up?
It's more American than the word America. America was named after an Italian guy, Amerigo Vespucci. Good thing they didn't use...
wants to help me back.
Well, that's hard, see?
You need to work as a consultant.
Trusted by professionals and do-it-yourself.
Get another rapper after we sign off, and they gonna make sure that I agree with the artist.
Get with him.
So ladies, if the body is round and you want a triple A slow down, now call 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Joy Orbison is a great name for an act. Even better if this is somehow like Roy Orbison's daughter. No, that's worse. If someone decided like, no, this is Joy Orbison. Yeah, that's what we're calling ourselves. But if it's someone whose name is actually just Joy Orbison, that's, I mean, that, don't get me wrong, that's great, but...
Taking the air out of the 5-Hour Energy in the white bottle. Visit 5hourenergy.com.
Your Ford dealer uses only Motorcraft parts, so you can be confident your Ford is properly serviced. Confident enough to write your own fortune cookies.
You
my
are
Ford dealer.
Smart, good-looking, and eternally humble.
Now get up to $50 in mail-in rebates on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence. Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebates by prepaid debit card, tabs or shoes on most vehicles, 1XL exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details from 12/31/14. Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price Tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price Tool.
Kill me.
I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a vibe, but you don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the
mall, in the kitchen, cooking birds, niggas saying things for giving. Thanks for
it's your boy Bum B repping music from life. We in the building with the homie Ed Love on back, man. That's right, baby. We classic like mama jokes and baby mamas.
General manager of the Kansas City Royals. So you're
I'm drunk right now. All right.
Sirius XM Radio.
Well, I guess that explains what this 610 thing is. They just picked up the Royals radio broadcast. I would have thought there would have been like a national radio broadcast, like a national team of commentators.
Kauffman Stadium rocking here at the bottom of the fifth. Infante leadoff single. Escobar showed bunt on the first pitch. Nori Aoki is next. Tying run at first. Gardner to first, runner back. 3-2, San Francisco, bottom of the fifth, game seven. Take all. To Andrade, opposite field, and now 2-0. As I said, you never know what you're going to get. You bring a starter on the open. Bunted, back with the pitcher. Ungarner is going to go to first. And Panic, the second baseman, takes the throw. It'll be a sacrifice, 1-4.
Small ball. Small, small ball right there. Small ball.
Escobar's bunt moves the tying run into scoring position. And now it's up to Aoki and or Kane. Aoki has walked and he is rolled into a force out. Bumgarner throws something off speed. You would expect Nori Aoki against this tough lefty to try to go to the opposite field. And Sandoval has come in guarding against the bunt. So if Nori could just make contact and slap the ball on the opposite side, but he'd have a heck of a chance of getting the ball past the San Francisco third baseman. Second. Ryan, I'm going to go back to what we talked about earlier in the game. Royals have had runners in every inning.
That girl I met last night. Let's talk about that. I'm going to go back to what we were talking about earlier. That steak sandwich we got on Tuesday. So that was real good.
In every inning. That puts pressure on the opponent's defense in every inning, quite obviously, and it's so much easier, especially on this level, to play defense with nobody on base. A ball, no strikes to Aoki. And ball two. Bumgarner, you take what you get. In Bumgarner's case, they took a nice play, a nice running catch by the left fielder Perez. And Bruce Bochy, who had been playing not for defense, but for offense in left field, decided tonight to use Perez, a much better defender. And it paid off there. Fonte at second, two out. It's up to Kane as he come through in the postseason. A great ball strike, and he got his 0-1. Giants and Bruce Bochy could have used either Ishikawa or Morse in left field. Neither one is a very good defender. The pitch, swing and a miss. Bumgarner ahead in the count 0-2. When Bruce Bochy was asked about the use of Bumgarner, he said, I'm not going to worry about pitch count. I'm not going to worry about innings. We're just going to go by feel. How does he feel? How do we feel he's doing? And of course, the hitters will tell you. Kane takes a little bit high, one ball, two strikes. Lorenzo Cain, throughout the postseason, and let's go back to August and September, has been a very, very tough hitter behind in the count. He won was 0-2. Now he's 1-2. Bumgarner's next pitch is fouled off. Leadoff single by Infante, sacrificed by Escobar. And Aoki lined out to left field, and Perez making a fine running catch. One ball, two strikes. Kane, 1-2, a single his last time up. Madison Bumgarner looks back at second, brings it in, and a swing and a miss. And down goes Kane. And Bumgarner works around the leadoff single. So we are through five in game seven. We're listening to the World Series on 610 Sport. DJ Screams of the Rich Radio, right?
Shit, Taylor Dane.
Thank you. highlights from our chat with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, what's trending now?
Including a fun secret she shared about her bud, Jack Antonoff.
I mean, for about 8 or 9 months last year, he wore women's leggings underneath athletic shorts every day.
To see the replay schedule of the Sirius XM Town Hall with Taylor
Swift, I don't know who that is, so great.
SiriusXM.com/hits1. Plus, the not-so-scary Taylor takeover on the Taylor Swift Halloween Countdown. Sandra Bullock raced to take care of an extra that collapsed on set of her new movie, Our Brand is Crisis, until 911 came. Aw, what's the real reason Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin broke up? They really like each other, but it's just complicated with so much going on. Boring. Melissa Rivers has filed a wrongful death suit against her mother, Joan Rivers' doctors. So sad. Dylan McDermott reportedly is dating his stalker.
So sad.
See the cute couple on our Hits on Facebook page.
That's what's trending now. See the full stories on Facebook.com/...
There's a bunch of meaningless bullshit.
Post your comments.
That's music right here, goddamn it.
Now 7 hits for hitters 4, 5, 6, or 7. Michael Morse, the Giants DH, has driven in 2 runs with a sacrifice.
Who you calling a DH?
When she about kicked up and I look for me, and the icons at me, I pray. Move up your body. Hey, girl, when you make it boom, bounce, 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 bounce. Y'all make it boom, bounce, 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 bounce.
Ah, you fucking intersection blocking assholes. You fucking kidding me? Not getting over to the other lane, huh? I mean, it's 2 lanes going in the straight direction. You must all be turning right. Just none of you using fucking blinkers. You fucking assholes. Great. Sat here for a whole cycle of this light because these fucking dicks. Thank you. There must be something going on with construction here because no one has fucking moved. Now this light is green again.
The first time I heard myself on the radio was Big Business with Snoop, Puff, Jadakiss.
Yeah. I can't hear that song. Video. Yo, Swiss. Yeah, no one's moving. I don't know. Something, something messed up must have happened up here. Cause
that was the first video I got edited out of. I remember that Big Business. I love that song.
That's
yo.
Why I like to remember
this. I was fucking shooting dice with Baby from Cash Money and all of them at the dice table. And that scene got cut. I was hot. I called Swiss like, yo, Swiss! Crazy. Fuck! Yo, he was like, yo, it was the editor.
Shooting like, that video yo, was a big moment that, in my life, too. Ronald Osley, all of them.
Ronald Osley, that's what I'm like, saying. Like,
and I'm on the song about to shoot a video with these yo. Dudes. Crazy. Big moment in my life, man.
That was a big moment in my life. The first video I hit the editing room floor. You understand me?
Out a little bit to see what the hell's going on. The traffic light is out, obviously, but now like the fourth cycle of this light that I've sat here for. It's not green, so everyone's just going in front of me. And I bet when it turns back, I'll probably get blocked again. Wait, wait. I seem to be making this turn. Just go. He's waving people through. Guy holding the sign that says slow, not stop. Fucking go. Oh my God. Still says slow. All right. Man. They're doing all this construction right here. Like, they must have had the roadblock. Man, the traffic is fucked. Wow. I am driving past a lot of stopped cars that were trying to use this intersection. Make a mental note to not go this way if I go out later. Man.
The left fielder, number four, Alex.
And now Alex Gordon. San Francisco leads 3-2 with two down in the sixth inning. Alex drove in one of the Royals' runs back in the second inning with a double.
Well, that was a strange ordeal near the end there, but generally uneventful drive, I guess. That's Wednesday, I guess. Right? Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys later. Have a good Wednesday. Yeah.